have now, you know, unless they have less lap, you know, to Shavuos. But I wouldn't call it, last week we call that last lap. Tonight we call it, it's not Erev Shavuos, it's after the Shkia already. We lit the candles already.
It's the final sprint, you might say.
Right. No, we're past that already.
Oh, we're past the final sprint too?
Right, we should be dressed already for Shiyantiv.
We have the cheesecake on the fork.
Right.
Wow, that's getting close.
Mamish. We have our favorite tie on. Right. And the clothing. Okay, Rabbi said last week we continued our avodah of the mamshich, the union of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right? We said that twice a day, when we kaim the mitzvah deraisa of Yechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, to have in mind, you know, not just the fact that we walked out of Mitzrayim, we went past the borderline. The idea was that the nisim, the flois, that was for the mitzvahs.
No, can we get to one?
I'll be right back to you. Yeah. Right. You know, what I'm telling you is a very big chiddush, and you can check up with the rabbi here or other rabbanim, you know, whether it's right or not. What I'm saying is that most of us suffice ourselves with the key. We're talking about now the key of a mitzvah deraisa, right? We're talking about the key of a mitzvah deraisa. What is the key of a mitzvah deraisa? Most of us suffice ourselves with just saying those words. Ani Yad Hashem Elokeichem. So I don't want to make a scientific like study of it, Madregas, but if we're talking about it, some people don't even realize like it's a mitzvah deraisa, and they just say the words, part of Vayom Hashem Moshe, Hashem. And at the end of Vayom Hashem, it says, Anochi Hashem, Elokeichem, Hashem, Oseichi Hashem, Yisrael. They don't even realize that it's a special mitzvah deraisa what they're doing. And some people, I would say a small percentage, are aware that it's a mitzvah deraisa, those words. The saying of those words is a special mitzvah. It's a mitzvah deraisa. Among them, some people, it's a mitzvah deraisa to be mechaven. Yeah, to be mechaven. Okay, mitzvah deraisa, you're aware, but are you mechaven when you say it? Like to be mechayim, mitzvah deraisa. Right? That's like another madrega. But we're talking about something else now, somebody said, which I think that probably we took a survey, let's say, I don't think that would be wrong to say that it's maybe 99% of the people, that even if they know that it's a mitzvah, and they're mechaven the mitzvah, but the question is, what is the mitzvah? So at this table over here, we're making the claim that the mitzvah is, the essence of the mitzvah is not just that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, but how He took us out. That He took us out through the nisim and the flois, and He showed His sovereignty.
Sovereignty.
Showed His sovereignty over the world, like we say here in the Hirotzim before Tefillin, it's a very beautiful thing. If you have it, you should try to say it. Everybody says. שיש בהם ייחוד והאחדות יתברך שמו בעולם, ונזכור ניסים ונפלאות שעושה אימנו בריצון ממצרים, אשר לא הכוח והממשלה בעליונים ותחתונים לעשות בהם כרצונם. That's what Zichiyah Kusayim means. See, what again we say? בפשט אמרות הידך והן ארבע פרשת אלו שמע רואים שמויה. We have our cipher over here. What do you say? You write Tvillin? You write Tvillin also? Right. You have a bit card. You have the, you give out the card to the members.
I don't have a card.
What's your first name again?
Daniel.
Rabbi Daniel. That's Rabbi Daniel of the cipher. What do you say? Kadesh v'hoyo v'hoyo ki yivacho שיש בהם ייחודו ואחדוס הישבר שמר בעולם, ושנזכור ניסם נפלויז, ושנזכור ניסם נפלויז שעושו אמנו ועוצר ממצרים, אשר לא הכוח, to remember the ניסם נפלויז, אשר לא הכוח להם שולו בעליונים ותחתונים, אשר להם כרצוני, וציבון עולון עולניך היד, וזכרו על זרוי נטויו. Okay, that further. But main thing is, יש לו כוח להם שולו בעליונים ותחתונים. That's what the Zechiras Yisiyat Mitzrayim is. Namshala, he has control over Yonim Tachtayim. So I think that's the key of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yisiyat Mitzrayim. We say, I'm sharing this with you that I think that is the essence of the key of the mitzvah. We say. So we have to remember kind of the mitzvah, you know, to think of that. I just thought of the other day, you know, that we're saying that when the mitzvah, you should try to have in mind, picture the makis, you know, the dom, the tadeya, the kinim. So I was thinking the other day, let's say we have Avad here, Baruch Hashem, very, you know, sincere members, and they try to be fulfilled the Avad, you know, Mamish Chatchila A1, you know, and so they have vivid pictures of the water turning into dam, and then the dam turns to Pradeya, the frog, Mamish three-dimensional, clear Mamish Chatchila, like real, like a sedum of the bath, and there's Mekayim at Mamish Chatchila, and then you have Oro, and an elephant, giraffes and tigers and lions. I'm thinking that sometimes, you know, that pictures can be made, you know, just a beautiful picture, Kabbalistic pictures of the Etzem Makis, you know, and so he's Mekayim, you know, with the Rav. I think you should imagine not only that, to visualize, you know, the markets, and so he visualizes them, but sometimes you forget to take it to the next step. The main thing is Chenisko Nisim Nefloiz Vashelo Apot Mavlo Batartainim. Sometimes, like, you think you're being the Kami Nevan, not just saying those words, Shosesis, but you have in mind, you know, the markets, and you visualize them, you know. But it stays over there. In other words, if all you have the picture of the frogs, you know, or the grasshoppers, you know, the aura, whatever it is, you know, the borrowed and the tzachadash.
Barak, and then
Zever.
Arba.
Arba, right. If you just have the picture, just have the visualized the picture of the of these things, the vivid picture, but you don't take it to the level of Shiesu Akarpa and Shola, but you don't have to them. So then again, I think it's insufficient, you know. like a person could think that that I'm not just thinking that the Jews walked out of the boundary of Egypt, but I'm amish the etzemakas that Baruch Hashem gave. But you don't think of it that the Baruch Hashem is showing his shlita in the world, the Memshalo. So it could be that even if you picture the makas, maybe he's still not being timed. Okay, just interesting. The main thing is okay, Rabbi Zai. Chas v'shalom, I don't want to upset Paul, it's not Chas v'shalom. Sometimes a source of chizuk can be l'haskid yom ha-misu, right? As I'll say, it's not pleasant for yom ha-misu. So we think the graves or the sepulchre or whatever it is that they bring, so they should be the biggest tzaddikim, because the Yom HaMisa for them it's like a reality that they're, but like even if the person does that and doesn't think about it, so just doing that doesn't you don't necessarily find the people that are oisik and that mitzvah are necessarily the biggest tzaddikim, even though say Yaska that should be it's the same principle, even though doing that thing, but if they don't take it to heart, so then even though they're doing something, and what about the medical field? The person that learns biology, anatomy, like they're looking at that Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Nisim, the body, Mor Abu Masev Hashem, it's awesome. Especially today, every day they make new discoveries of the Megala, new things, and it sounds like science fiction. It's so moving, how the Bereshit, the Seder. How the blood works, and it's just they have books today from that sort of layman, they describe it just a little bit, that you can faint from awe when you see but if a person looks at that and he doesn't take it to heart, that it's a punishment, it's a lesson that the punishment is doing this thing, so they get nothing from it. According to the pashtus, the doctors should be the biggest tzaddik in the world, because they're looking at the inner sanctum, the mamish b'yad Hashem. I don't know if any of you have ever looked at to study biology, to see how how the body and the blood, they have the cells that eat the bacteria that infiltrate into the body and destroy it. It's like a war going on, a war going on inside. And so first looks like biology course, the person in the sense that it's a gilui from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, mamash, like you see Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's so awesome that you can faint from when you take it seriously. It's a lesson in Yerush Shemayim, ain't the mohu, but if you look at it you don't take it that you're looking at the Yad Hashem, so it's nothing, right? So I'm saying same thing with Yad Mitzrayim. You just take it, Okay, Rabbi Tzai. So that's that. But now we have a big job ahead of us tonight, right? Kabbalah Satorah. So last week we had discussed it. We had discussed two of this, right? Anybody want to say it over? Huh?
Four.
I can hear you.
Four.
About four. Kabbalah Satorah.
One, two, three, four.
Yeah, okay, let's hear.
Repeat them both.
What?
Yes. Thank Hashem for opportunity to learn Torah through Maidim, Ishwan Esrei, and the Tachlibin, the Sarasai, in the Valencia. That's in reverse order, that was number four.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Number three, Tfilas Nathani Ben Akane. Or maybe your personal tefillah.
Hey.
That was number three. Number two, of course, Rav Chaim. Who says from the Gra, in the morning, first thing you should do is Mekabel al Torah. And of course, Chazanish is five very important places to focus.
Right. Very good, Abashir, right? So number one, there was...
Crowd
is cheering.
Number one was the five places to be Mechav Chazanish. Number two was the school of the Goyim, when you wake up in the morning. Number three was...
Bracha.
When you start learning every day to be Mechav Chazanish. Right? And number four was that you should thank Hashem, be grateful that you don't realize what kind of chutzpah it is that we had, that we are such to have the hashkafa to appreciate Torah. You know, it seems like a double portion, like that. You know, when a person is religious like ourselves, so it's like a double portion. You sort of fill in the morning, you keep Shabbos, and Kehem Chayenu, Veroch Yemenu. It's just another part of Yiddishkeit that we're observant Jews, and if you understand what it says about Torah, so that's all part of, you know, Yiddishkeit, of course. But really, we don't realize what kind of gift it is from Hashem that we're zeicha to that hashkafa has come into our ears, and that we take it seriously. The Gvaltik Matana. Okay, Usher, you have something you want to share with us? I was a little bit ice sick and it's good.
It's very good. I'm sure I just touching the tip of the iceberg.
You had a Tuwela summit at Benfield.
I had a personal Torah.
Baruch Hashem, wonderful.
Thank you very much. Baruch
Hashem, Reb Daniel, you have something you want to share with us?
For me, it was a little bit, you know, tefas to move with tefas. There was a lot of things. Mm. I tried a little bit in the beginning, but I think I decided to focus on one, which was personal tefillah. You know, to have the proper relationship to Hashem in this Torah. I focused on that. Good.
Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. And Moshe?
There was a lot. The morning when the Vilna Gaon was very hard, really very. And I thought later on, if I put like a petek or something by my alarm, maybe it would. But then I forget to put the petek. But
we said that whenever you remember during the day.
Right. So I did. It's not exactly the same, but it's. Chazanish, I did relatively well. Yeah. Relatively well. The tefillah before learning was very hard for me. I'm not used to doing it. Mm-hmm. So and then I contemplated the idea of the gift. It was very funny how the Ubdas, they kind of, it did give me a sense of Chashivas of Torah and leading in the Shabbos.
See, the Kavana of Chazanish, really, so it's not something special that you have to do, because if you say those five things also, anyway. The only question is remembering that take the tears a little bit more seriously. Doing different things. But there are Kalal, we try, the Ubdus usually try to only do one thing. But before Yom Tov, so that's we splurge a little bit to do it.
I would say that the Gra's advice to be, to be thinking about Torah as soon as you wake up was stronger the first part of the week. Mm. It diminished as the week went on. Mm. And then,
what do you mean?
Meaning I forgot. And just like waking up, it's difficult for me. But I would say of all the four Uvdas, the one that I was, I think, best at was the moments during Tefillah, the Chazanish's points, to try to be focusing on those different individual parts. But what I don't know is whether it had any effect. I mean, I thought about these things while I was davening. Okay, here's... I don't know that I can say here's an effect.
The effect, that nothing to do with the
Vav. Oh, yeah, fine. Yeah.
The the uvda is just the mice, the effect that that's a whole different. But for us over here, uvda means to do. Like I'm sure there's no question that there is some kind of effect. Question you felt the effect on you, but what you did it was 100% good in the Seder. And the effect sometimes you do feel it, you don't feel it, but you shouldn't evaluate the Shiva sort of thing, index how much you feel. Just before we go on, I want to open up the floor to the Olam. If anybody in our Chabur here would like to has any idea of a suggestion for the Olam, that would be a suggestion for an Ugda.
Learn a little biology during the week.
Rabbi was saying it a little bit as a jest, but it really is if you had a kosher thing, when I see sometimes some of these things are written up, I look at Mamish, you're looking at the Bonish a little Mamish. I was fortunate to have a Rebbe, Victor Miller, he could stand there for an hour and give a shear on an orange, about the peel and the smell and the color, and he could talk about parts of the body, the mouth, and the different teeth, and the role of the different teeth, and you have the cutters, and the choppers, and the grinders, and the tongue working back and forth to direct the food, to these teeth and those teeth, We used to have two dentists in our body here. Right? So when we spoke about these things, it made them very excited.
So can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Is the Rav suggesting that the study of the natural world, whether we're dealing with the stars, the universe, we're dealing with chemistry or biology, could it be that the study of those disciplines with the right intent is an aspect of Torah learning?
Well, I would put it this way. I wouldn't call it Torah learning, because Torah is Torah. Torah is about a Shorash and a Sephora, or Brachas, about make the same Krishna, right? Torah is Torah. So we can't label it Torah learning, but definitely could label it Avodas Hashem. Torah fulfillment, not Torah learning. Because Torah is you can't say Tefillah is Torah. Tefillah is Tefillah, Torah is Torah. So Torah is, the text of Torah, the Mishnah, the Gemara, the Chumash, the Tanakh. But I would say Torah fulfillment, not Torah learning. But the thing is that one has to be very cautious with this, especially today, because a lot of these books are filled with fear and apikorsis, and one has to be very cautious of selecting the material and how much time to devote to it also, right? In other words, Torah is our most important preoccupation, so we shouldn't replace Torah learning with these things, because it's not really Torah, but it's of major importance, right? Just like learning the Sefer Sharm is like very important, but you can't replace learning the Mishnayos or Gemara or Halacha, right? You can't say instead of learning Halacha, I'm going to learn the Sefer Sharm. Is one thing, you're Shemayim, and then you have you have Gemara, you have Halacha, right? So this Chochmah is learning about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're looking at it in the proper perspective, at its very best. So it's like the Rambam says that the true way of coming to Avas Hashem is by seeing the Chochmah of Hashem in the rear, right? And the Chochmah of Avas says that. So if you're doing it as a tool to Hashem, so then, you know, but even then it has to be done, the prep of books. Most of the books today, all of them, you know, they throw in their idiocy about evolution, and but there are kosher sources today that one can. So, does anybody have something that you'd like to add? Suggest? Okay, Rabbi Zah, I don't want to. Our time, if nobody has. Just at the fingertips, something. If you before we finish, if somebody comes up an idea, so then we can hear it. We can hear what it is. I just want to throw out to the oilam. Also, I might have threw it out last week. That today became very strong. The minhag to stay up with night. No, it became like a very strong minute today. Almost seems like an avera if you sleep, she was nice. Here's the baruch. The baruch is coming in, landing. About to discuss now that many of us, become nohag in Klai Yisrael now that seems to be such a high priority to stay up to this night. I just want to mention that that's a very nice minhag, but nice is not really a chiyuv. It's a thing of your Kabbalah with the Arizal, and very often, because it's looked at today as such a chashuv thing, that a person feels like he's doing an avla if he goes to sleep, and it's really not that important. Sometimes you can, Biskarov speaks about that you can ruin your yontif because of it. You step the whole night, and then the next day you walk around like a zombie, and even if you get a little bit of sleep, you ruin the whole yontif. Something that's not really a fear. So some people stay up the whole night. They do it all the time. They stay up Thursday night, different times. It doesn't affect them. If you plan beforehand, if you get some sleep before, the day before after sleep. So I'm just saying that if a person is doing it, because I used to think in my mind years ago that sometimes a person goes to sleep and then he comes and he's mighty the rabbin in the morning, he comes in, everybody stayed up the whole night, and then this guy that went to sleep, he comes and he says the brachas to everybody. I used to think to myself years ago when I was young, I said, isn't he ashamed to do it like bit enough that he went to sleep? So how could a guy stand there, in front of everybody, make the brachas like, it's a busha and a harpa? He should hide the fact, that they went to sleep. In the meantime, of course, there's nothing wrong with it whatsoever. If he thinks it's better for himself, and for most people it's better, so go to sleep. Don't feel that you missed the boat because you went to sleep. I had three rebbeim. My rebbeim, all three of them didn't stay up through the night. Rav Miller didn't stay up. Rav Victor Miller didn't. Rav Scheinberg didn't stay up. And I had a rebbe in the mirror.
Never.
I had never chassid shalom. The years I lived over 100. So in all his over 100 years, I can't say they never did it. But when I the year that I had a shachet with him, I don't think they stayed up. I was the mashkiach in yeshiva like over 40 years. I wasn't with him all the time. But these are serious people of Baruch Hashem, and they saw that that was better.
What should the shikul be? If one thinks one can learn more Torah and better during the day, if one sleeps a couple hours,
surely then it should. That's for sure. That's for sure. But even then, sometimes you stay up. I say again, and the yantiv you walk around tired, and you know, you take it, and the yantif is so beautiful, you know, the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, you sit and learn. The simcha instead, you have to go to sleep half the day, you have to stay up the night.
How does the Rav advise the kids, my Yeshiva Katana boys, so they stay up all night and then they sleep almost all day? I mean,
there are much more important issues, you know, that you have to try to influence you. So, like, they want to do it, so, you know.
Don't pick that as the
thing.
Yeah. Don't pick that as the biggest thing.
Right.
You have to go to bed.
Right. Because, hey, maybe it's better that you sleep the whole day today. You know, there's so many dangers around. It's good that they stay. Although staying up also sometimes, so Bikitsa, I want to suggest that this week we should make a Seder every day, you know, to learn Nefesh HaChayim Shaar Dalet about Torah. Do we suggest it then? Well, today they have both the Nefesh HaChayim in English also, so it's a very deep faith in Nefesh HaChayim, but the principles, you know, just the Shaar Dalet, that as much as you can get from it, you should try to get, I would say. Especially if you have accessibility, English, do they have it here in the shul, the English Nefesh HaChayim?
I'm not sure. Hebrew, anyway, I know we do, I don't know about the English.
Yeah, but try to see what you can get from it, just to read from it, you get like a little bit of an inkling of a different depth. Okay, well, just continue again, the Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and the Goyim, and the Hazemish, the Tzvila, and of course Rabbi Yitzhak Baruch Elokeinu Shebaranu L'Kvoidei. It's so important to realize what kind of gift it is. I can sit here for 3 hours at least, you know, without exaggeration, and elaborate on how much we have to thank Hashem that each one of us sitting over here, that we're zeicher to the, you know, that Hashem gave us this gift, that we understand the Shemus of Torah. We don't realize, you know, how, even if you come from a religious family or wherever you come from, but the fact that it came into your ears and you took it seriously and it means something to you, that's a gift from Hashem. Each one of us here had some sincerity deep inside, an emistikite, that because of that Hashem, you know, gave you this Yishmaya, that you should understand and appreciate it. Nobody, you know, there's so much of this that we don't realize what kind of gift it is in the Shemayim, you know, and that you have the Hechatimsa, that you can sit and learn, and there aren't despots. Today there are millions of people that are still under the rule of despots and terrible kings, and you know, that it's before Knefesh to open a sefer. It's life threatening to open up a sefer, nobody's saying. So Baruch Hashem, you know, to thank Hashem that B'Zeichet to be able to learn His Torah, and learn the B'Shachayim, Rabbi Zayin. Hashem should give us all, you know, Shavuos, to open up our hearts, to Kabbalah Satorah, and you should take it upon yourself to think on Shavuos that I'm taking upon myself, you know, the all of Torah. I realize that I'm in this world for only one reason, through the Ratzon of Hashem. And the most important Ratzon, Rabbi Zayin, is Limud HaTorah, and I'm taking it upon myself, the oil, the obligation, Limud HaTorah, whatever it is, how it's manifested in me, in my life, I'm taking it upon myself to fulfill it. So everybody should have a wonderful Yontif, Rabbi Zayin, and the Mekabel Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should give us the gift of Torah with Brias and Parnasa and Nachas, and success in our learning. And we should have Simchas HaChayim, Rabbi Zayin, all of us, Rabbi Zayin.
Amen.